Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Oh, Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Phone Sex Introductions.
Look at yourself. You heard me. Look at yourself. What do you see? Well, what you see doesn't matter. What matters is what I see, understand me? What I see is a pathetic excuse for a husband, let alone a man. The only thing you're good for is being my maid and my toilet. Clean up all the cream from my pussy, little maid. If you're lucky, I'll let you drink up the piss from my hairy cunt and let you clean out my ass like the good little toilet slave that you are.
Beep.
My name is Jackie. I'm your switch around slut girl. When I was married, my ex-husband was a dominant man, and he used me as a play toy. He even went as far as fucking my juicy pussy with a really big wine cork till my pussy was red, raw, and very sore. Now that I'm single again, I still have to be a submissive slut, but I also like to switch roles. Go ahead, fuck me, beat me, and torture me. But beware, I will strap on my 9-inch dildo, and I'll fuck your mangina till I split your ass wide open.
Hey freaks, it's Tuesday, October 26, 2010. Coming up on the program today, it's Take Your Daughter to an S&M Dungeon Day. Yay! Plus, porn crackdown. Crack. Like ass crack, you see what I did there? I know, I have to explain it to you so it's not funny, but whatever. And phone in the shitter. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's all coming up on this extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily, back for the Tuesday edition. Got a great program for you. Brand new Sextastic Tuesday on deck. Now, if you're new to the program, basically, Sextastic Tuesday is a stupid bit where I try to find poorly written or disgusting or just bizarre pieces of erotic fiction. You know, sex stories, basically. Today, I have a submission from an anonymous freak. He apparently forgot to sign his message. Let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Today's story takes place in the future! The distant future! According to the 1950s, apparently. Get ready to be thrilled and chilled! The year is 2215. And the world is very different from the world we know today. Public transportation is a thing of the past. Everybody flies around all the time. Money is non-existent and has been replaced by plastic. People actually live on Mars now. Our story takes place just outside of L.A. That must be the name of some exotic space colony. Or Los Angeles. Violet is a 19-year-old that decided to spend her day off from work at the zoo. Now, this is another major difference. The zoos in this time are nothing like the zoos we know now. For one thing, they don't have regular animals caged up. They have many different mystical creatures. Many creatures that many people swore up and down didn't exist. They have centaurs and griffins, even dragons! What makes this zoo so popular and special aren't the mystical creature themselves. Oh no! It's the attractions they put on for people who visit the zoo. No, no, no! I don't really have that much sci-fi music, so I'll be providing my own. See, these creatures put on sex acts for the paying customers. About once a month or so, the curators from the zoo will travel through across the country to different towns and pick up women. Mainly homeless women that no one will miss. They drug them. And shove them in the cages with the creature. By the time the drugs wear off, most of the women have already been penetrated by the creature's cocks! This seems to turn the crowds on, watching helpless women being raped over and over. by dragons and whatever other mystical creatures they can find. Now, Violet is a slender girl, 5'7", with beautiful blonde hair and bright blue eyes. She has never been fucked, but has always been curious about the zoo's attractions. She had heard stories both good and bad and decided to finally check it out for herself. She paid the $50 admission price, then stepped into the arena. She walked around, exploring many of the attractions while she sipped her diet soda. Her diet space soda! That she bought from a vendor. Right next to the Dipping Dots kiosk. Ice cream of the future! That has never caught on! Fucking 200 years in the future. Poor Dipping Dots. All right. Dipping Dots were introduced, what, in the 60s? All right. She stopped for a minute and watched a full-figured woman being impaled from behind by a huge dragon. The woman was screaming, but whether it was pleasure or pain, probably pain. I'm going to go with pain on that. It's a fucking dragon cock impaling a fat chick. All right. Violet wasn't sure. The woman was full-figured. Yeah, we know that. You could just say fat. The woman was full-figured, with dirty dark brown hair that hung over her face as she was forcefully pulled back and forth as the dragon slammed into her. The people in front of the cage were cheering and screaming as they watched the action. The space action! I don't know, I'll stop doing that. I'm just kidding, no I won't. Alright, a couple of the guys even had their cocks out and were stroking them furiously as they watched. She checked out some of the other attractions and by lunchtime was horny as hell. The zoo was packed as usual on Saturday afternoon. She bought a hot dog, then wandered towards the end of the arena looking for a place to eat and maybe play with herself in peace. That's all women ever want. Just a place to play with yourself in peace and eat a hot dog. She watched a woman laying on her back. Her space back! No, that doesn't work, I'm sorry. She had watched a woman laying on her back while a satyr shoved his cock down her throat and Violet's pussy soaked her panties. Space panties. She watched the woman gag on the hard cock shoved in her mouth while the satyr moaned. She found a quiet area and was about to sit down and eat when she heard voices not far away. It sounded like two men arguing. Her curiosity got the better of her, so she followed those voices. She stopped about 5 feet from them and hid behind an abandoned cage as she watched. There were two men standing outside a cage covered in glass walls like the others. A griffin paced inside the cage, its 13-inch cock slithering over the ground as it growled and paced restlessly. "We gotta get a woman in there!" one of the men was saying as he eyed the upset griffin. The other man looked at him fearfully. "I know! What do you want me to do, huh? Pickets were slim, see?" It's funny that this story takes place in the future, but these guys talk like they're from the 20s. "Pickens was slim, see? I couldn't find any dames!" Alright. "Many of the homeless women are in hiding because of us. It's not easy to find many of them anymore. I just found enough for the other attractions. I forgot about him." Well, Violet was curious about what they were talking about. "Really? You couldn't piece all that together? You stupid cunt. You deserve to be raped by a goddamn mythical creature." So she moved silently closer, emerging from her hiding place. When she accidentally stepped on a twig on the ground, she froze. Both men looked... It's good to know in the future twigs still exist. Both men looked directly at her. "I'm sorry," she said quickly when she saw their eyes light up. "I was just looking for the bathroom, you know. Women's problems." All right, I'm bleeding all over the place here. Someone help me. The older man, who had been talking first, moved his eyes over her body. "She's perfect. She'll be great to add to the attraction." The other man was taller and bigger around than the other one. "Okay. Yes, she will. Come here, honey," he said silkily as he moved towards Violet. Violet didn't know what they were talking about. She's really not that bright. But somehow, she didn't think she would like it. "Oh, that's okay, guys. I really have to get back." Her hot dog and soda fell to the ground as she turned and started to run. The bigger man chased and grabbed her by her long blonde hair. Violet screamed as she was suddenly pulled back against his hard body. "You ain't going anywhere, but in with that griffin, see?" I added the C part this time. He growled as he lifted her struggling body up into his arms and over his shoulder.
No!
She screamed, kicking her legs and beating at his back. Let me go, you big ape! The big man held her easily over his shoulder. He had one hand wrapped tightly around her waist as she struggled against him. When he arrived back where the old man was standing, he smiled. The older man had opened the door to the griffin's... Okay, let's just get to the part where the griffin rapes this bitch, because I'm getting bored here. All right, so she's been stripped naked, she was thrown in with the griffin, she felt the claw move gently over her flesh, then suddenly a long arm wrapped around her waist. Oh God, no! She cried when she was suddenly pulled against him with her back pressed against the feathers of the griffin's body. She whimpered in fear when she felt his hard cock probing at her body. I've never done this before! Really, you've never gotten fucked by a griffin? That's such a shocker! All right, she cried, praying someone would help her. This just seemed to turn the crowd on more. Oh, now there's a crowd that gathered. Hearing that she was a virgin sent them into a frenzy. They were yelling and chanting for the griffin to fuck the shit out of her. And she felt the griffin's cock press against her entrance. A loud male voice outside the cage yelled, "Yeah, fuck the bitch!" That would probably be me in the future. Space Tim! Violet turned her head to see who would yell. Her eyes widened when she saw her ex-boyfriend Mark standing there. You wouldn't give it to me, Violet! Now you don't have a chance in the matter! What an asshole. But he has a point. Violet whimpered as she pulled at the arm holding her tightly against the griffin's body. The griffin turned his lion's head towards the voice. He growled loud in his throat, then slammed his hips forward, burying himself deep inside her. Ah! Violet screamed in pain as she was suddenly impaled by the hard flesh. Oh God, it hurts! She cried as her body was lifted off the ground as the griffin slammed hard into her body. The crowd outside was cheering and screaming in pleasure. She felt the griffin pounding her battered pussy. Beer-battered pussy. Now that I could go for. I'm so hungry. All right. She felt the griffin pounding her beer-battered pussy with his hard cock and couldn't stop the screams that were torn from her throat. The griffin was purring in contentment as he slammed his cock hard inside her. He managed to slide all of his hard length deep into her body even as the woman he was fucking whimpered in pain. He growled low in his throat as his thrust continuously into her helpless body. As he moved closer to orgasm, he let his tongue lick at her cheek as he panted heavily in her ear. Ooh, what's happening to me? Violet suddenly cried as the griffin thrust harder and faster into her. Her back was pressed tightly against him as one of the claws brushed roughly against one of her nipples. She whimpered as pleasure coursed through her body. She didn't understand what was different about the pounding she was receiving, but her body sure did. Her hips were pressing against his hard thrust. Her pussy was leaking juices like crazy, and she pressed her breasts against the claw that was brushing against her nipple, making it harden. And just like in any good sex story, the rape has turned pleasurable for the victim. As she was impaled again and again by the horse cock buried deep inside her, she felt her orgasm rising quickly.
Oh my God! It feels incredible! Fuck me! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
She whimpered, suddenly as her eyes widened in awe and she slammed her body down against him.
I'm gonna come!
Well, the griffin didn't understand why the woman he was riding was suddenly thrusting her body hard against him, but he liked it. He growled louder as he pounded her harder than before. The crowd loved the action in the cage. When they realized that she was getting off, they started yelling and cheering even louder. Several of the men and some of the women were masturbating furiously as they watched.
Fuck! You're all the way inside of me! Oh, God, I'm gonna come! Fuck me!
She humped forcefully against him as she lifted one hand and brought it under her body so she could grab at her clit. She pulled at her clit and screamed as her orgasm washed over her.
I'm coming!
She screamed as she heard clapping and whistling coming from outside the cage. The griffin let out a loud animal howl as he suddenly filled her pussy with his seed. Violet cried out with him as she came around him once more. For the next 6 months, Violet lived in the cage with the griffin. Her pussy was filled with the griffin's hard cock at least 6 or 7 times a day, to the thrill of paying customers. Her wounds were taken care of whenever he got enthusiastic. After about 6 months, though, the men told her that they were going to let the griffin go. They wanted to go another direction with the zoo. We're going to have to let you go, griffin. I can't believe they fired him. They needed some new attractions and were in the process of buying a unicorn or two. When they asked if she wanted to continue on with the zoo, she just shook her head.
I don't think I could handle anything else,
she said, looking lovingly at her griffin lover. Well, she paid them a huge amount of money to let her take them, the griffin, home. For the rest of her life, she spent her days and nights being mounted over and over by her griffin lover, and she loved every minute of it. The end. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for October 26, 2010, brought to you by our good friends and sponsors, AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. You know the drill at this point. Just use coupon code FREAK at checkout. There's a little box. You can enter a coupon code. Type in F-R-E-A-K. You'll get 50% off just about any item, plus 3 free adult DVDs, a special mystery gift, and free shipping, which is a great, great deal. So, you know, like a product that costs $20 might end up costing you, you know, after shipping charges and stuff, $29, right? But if you use coupon code FREAK, you'll pay $10. That's it. That's amazing. Use coupon code FREAK at AdamandEve.com. There's a link on the show notes. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. Today's program is extended. So if you are paying members, you'll get 10 to 15 minutes of additional content. Plus, Thursday's program is going to be exclusive as well. And then not next week, but the week after is going to be a full week of Sideshow exclusive programs. So non-paying members are just going to get best of shows, if anything at all, depending on how lazy I feel. No, I'll try to definitely do at least best of shows for the free side people. But, yeah, sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do videos as well, in addition to, you know, the extended programs and exclusive shows. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Sign up right now. 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. This first one is very short. Comes from Wisconsin. A man is being investigated for allegedly taking children to a dominatrix sex party. I'm sure there were definitely a lot of toys for the children to play with. Why does this chunky pearl necklace smell like poopy? Be kind of cute to see little kids wearing anal beads around their neck. It's pretend time. All right, yes. It would be great if the dominatrix at the sex party, like, let the kids hold her whip. See? And when the man pig slut doesn't say yes, ma'am, he gets this to his bottom. The investigation began last week when a woman contacted police about a videotape she found in her home. Oh, they videotaped it? Oh, they deserve what they're getting. Otherwise, I guess I'm saying that they wouldn't deserve what they're getting. Just keep it on the DL. All right, where are we at here? Yes, a woman contacted police about a videotape she found in her room. A police report says it featured her 29-year-old ex-boyfriend in a dungeon or castle-themed room with another man and 3 women. When the camera panned over, the police report says it revealed a child age 2 or younger. Oh, they don't know what's going on. It says the video also showed another child masturbating furiously. That kid's going to have problems. The video was from 2001 and featured the women whipping the men in a sexual manner. The police report says the children were not involved in the acts. Captain Steve Klein said detectives are attempting to figure out where the video was taped so charges can be filed there. So there you go. That's what's happening in Wisconsin. Second story we have for you today. Bad news if you like to watch fucking online. That's my bread and butter. The film and music business couldn't stop file sharing, but the prawn industry has a plan to drive piracy into the shadows in 15 months or less. Good luck with that. Yes. Can... What? Dog fart? The fuck is dog fart? Can dog fart, lords of porn, and naughty bank succeed where others have failed? Question mark? Exclamation mark? Question mark? They certainly hope so. To that end, a company called Pink Visual rounded up a huge collection of porn studios and lawyers for a content protection retreat in Tucson last week. One designed to get the industry working together on anti-peer-to-peer strategies. The retreat was designed to revive the business, and backers hope they can significantly reduce digital piracy of adult content and to effectively drive those who engage in adult content piracy completely underground by January 2012. Porn, as I'm sure all of you know, is a bit different than regular movies, in that there are a lot more juices, liquids being expelled from orifices, but in addition to that, it's a bit different because movies are released in movie theaters. Porn, which is highly dependent on individual sales to home users, doesn't have the theatrical revenue stream and is therefore more at risk from the free flash-based tube sites. Your X-Tube, your Tube8s, your Porno-Tube, whatever you want to use, that now cater to every kind of fetish. These sites, modeled after YouTube, are awash in copyrighted content. At the retreat event in the Arizona desert, Pink Visual did reveal that several studios have agreed to go both after the tube sites and the large torrent trackers. Oh my god, download all the porn you can right now! Right now, before it's too late! I need to go out and buy some hard drives today. Screw this show, we gotta finish quickly here. All right, but when it comes to suing end users, porn studios are as divided as every other content industry. Numerous studios sued thousands of anonymous does over the last few months, apparently taking a cue from the U.S. Copyright Group's 14,000-plus lawsuits against indie film pirates. Several of the companies involved in this new wave of litigation were at the retreat event, but others believe it's simply counterproductive to sue fans and have refused to do so. So there is going to be a huge push in the coming months to, clear out all of the copyrighted porn content online. Who cares? The homemade amateur stuff is just as good nowadays, with HD cameras and such. Won't affect me in the least. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from China. It's short, but a Chinese man who got his arm stuck in a toilet pipe in an attempt to retrieve his dropped mobile phone was freed by rescuers. I'm guessing there wasn't as much celebration and fanfare here as when the Chilean miners were freed. It's similar, which is a shame because I really think this man should be applauded. When rescuers arrived on the scene in Zhengzhou, in the eastern Chinese area, eastern China, they found the man crouched over the toilet in a bathroom stall, his entire arm submerged up to the shoulder in the drain. Workers broke the porcelain bowl with crowbars and hammered the pipes, taking care not to injure the man. After approximately 10 minutes of work, the man was able to slowly remove his cut and bruised arm from the bowl and retrieve his waterlogged phone. Yeah, at that point, you drop your phone in the fucking toilet, it's over for the cell phone. Just let it go, stupid Ching Chong Chinaman. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please. Yes.
Whatever happened to the Butt Fudge Sunday final spectacular show that was supposed to come at the end of September, and now it's like the middle of October?
Yeah, it's not just me who lies to you. Corey does it, too. Corey actually contacted me and said he's still working on the show, and he also thinks that the Christmas show idea is a great idea. So he's going to try to do that. No promises, but he definitely wants to do a Christmas program or something for you guys.
Hey, Tim. Lifetime Sideshow member Sand Nigger here.
Hello, Sand Nigger.
I thought I'd use that name because it's not racist at all if you're partly Asian like I am.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I wanted to call about the Blood Play video, which is really not at all disgusting. Kind of looks cool, but not hot. What
no.
is hot, however, is Spider's girlfriend. Really hot. So well done on that.
Oh, Spider, you better watch out. The guys think that your girlfriend is a stone-cold fox.
Hey, Tim, it's Electro Baby. I just wanted
Oh, my God. Electro Baby, what a blast from the past. Everyone hated you. Your voice sounds like it dropped a little.
Hey, Tim, it's Electro Baby. I just wanted to let you know that last year NPR did a update on the two girls who were hit by the train after they were sleeping on the train tracks.
Yes.
You know, Rachel Brown and Destiny Faneuf. I'm currently posting it to your wall on Facebook, so take a look at that. Okay, bye.
Listen to those bitches. Hey. I mean, I'm sure they're wonderful young girls. Not the brightest bulbs, but nice.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow Freak from Michigan calling in here. Have you seen the new Raymon 14 videos, dude? They're fucked up. Yeah,
I was going to play one on the Sideshow. I don't know, though, because they just don't make any sense at all. They're just random words strung together, it appears. I feel like I'm on drugs when I'm watching this guy, like... What is it? Cheese? What?
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I'm calling about how you were talking about having like Corky or somebody read your autobiography and it would work out well?
Yes.
You know, there won't be
someone already do that?
Did you listen to that song? I mean, Disappearious? I mean, that's a mouthful. That's a huge word.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh,
I really gotta start working on my book because I do want a retard to read it.
Eating is fun. Eating is serious. No. Eat too much, you're gonna get delirious.
Eat too little,
you might disappear. No, no. Eating is so serious.
Hey, so much fun!
Go to the entrance, Ted, and it's going to monkey over on comic with a favor to ask. Now that you're going through the backlog of Sextastic Tuesday, the next time you do a Classic episode, could you please play the one about Ann Coulter getting analed? It would warm the cockles of my heart.
Yeah, if any of you remember what date that was, let me know, and I will definitely replay that one. That was a great Sextastic Tuesday story. Ann Coulter getting anal.
Shagoo, Timmy Boo. This is Danielle, your life on Sideshow Freak.
Ooh!
And I just wondered if anybody else has ever thought this. Does anyone think that Dan from Texas sounds just like Randall Graves from the Clerks movies? I think about that every time he calls in.
Never thought about that.
Shagoo, bye.
Let's see what the other freaks think. Next up, oh my god.
Hey, Dan, it's Delirium. Up in Montreal, long time Sideshow Freak.
Montreal has some shitty fucking phone lines.
I was looking through my local Craigslist personal ad.
Yes? Yes, what? Uh-huh. Speak up!
That's right, Freeloader.
I'm sorry, I have to move on.
Yummy pizza. Yummy
pizza is good, but the Oriental song that we played yesterday was excellent as well. It might be my new favorite.
Yummy. The only slice I truly love is more than a buck or two.
Oh, thank you very much for that. A lot of freaks serenading me today.
Hey, Timmy Boo, lesbian sex ensign. This is lifetime member C-Band Atheist calling. And I had just remembered what I was going to ask you. I was wondering, what is your favorite drink? Do you have a favorite, like, thing that you just sip at? I'm currently at a bar, and I'm sipping on an Adios motherfucker, which has...
A what?
Tequila and a bunch of other stuff. Also, yes, you are right. You do not play nearly enough pussy farts on your show.
I know. I really have to get working on finding some new and exciting queefs. The problem is I try to find queefs that bring something new to the table. You know, I'm always trying to up the ante with the pussy farts. And a lot of them are just standard queefs. And that just won't do. You won't accept it. I won't accept it. It's all about quality here on TV. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 48, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God. Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are a Sideshow Freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
And family members who say, get a grip, doll, you're too fat to be a drag queen.